You liked the way I said that a little more than you should have. Don't look at me that way. You heard what I said earlier. All this equipment only amplifies what I'm already capable of. Even with it powered off, I'm not completely useless. Your pulse quickened, you held your breath, your hair started to stand on end, and your body tensed up. I'm sure any of your droids could have told you that, though, right? No, that's far too easy. And then, if you were in my place, one of your men would think, "Oh, look, it's working. We're scaring them." How useless. Maybe you should thank Tor when he's back for disposing of them. Because you're not afraid. You're just very well trained at hiding how you feel. On the surface, at least, but I went a little deeper than that, didn't I? But of course, you're a clever girl. I don't know how you learned to guard your mind or why anyone would train you. Unless there are others who can do what I can do, but that's not important right now. You did, and you did decently. It's an interesting tactic, too. Normally, when most people come to the realization that their own fucking mind is being probed and prodded for information, they panic. They know that surely they mustn't think of that piece of information that I'm interrogating them for, and that they have to stop me from seeing it. But humans are stupid. And in their panic of realizing that they shouldn't think about that information, they literally do just that and think about what they're trying to keep safe. And that's all it takes for me. So why didn't you? There wasn't even a moment of hesitation. Your mind didn't even flit to consider what I could be asking for, not even for a second. How the fuck did you manage that? No, instead, the very moment you realized what was going on, you sent all your willpower focusing on something else entirely, and flawlessly, too. I almost feel like I should applaud you. But fuck, what thoughts those were. I wonder, is that just your natural reaction? Whenever you come under any sort of pressure, you just imagine yourself getting your brains fucked out by whoever's talking to you. I would ask if it works, but I've seen that for myself, and it does. I'm curious, though. Is this a special case? I mean, you didn't just think about it. You got very invested. There were a lot of details in that mind of yours. I almost feel like I have to tell Tor about a new workout regime. Slamming your bare body back and forth between the two of us. It might be difficult for him to do alone, but it looks like you thought of that too, you sweet thing, caring about overexerting that monster. And so, of course, you'd still be connected to all the cables and wires. Raised and suspended in the air, rocking back and forth between the brute and the inquisitor, one going in your mouth at the moment the other pulls out of your cunt, and then being pushed the other direction to reverse that movement. It could almost seem like a strangely poetic fever dream. If you hadn't thought about it all happening as fast as we could possibly manage, with your body writhing and screams of pleasure escaping to echo through the halls each time the cock leaves your mouth. Most people would probably find it very strange and maybe a little fucked up. But that's what makes it so fucking hot, isn't it? Oh. Well, it seems like I do have a chance to tell him. Of course, you'd hate that in a way, wouldn't you? People are so curious in that sense. Why don't you want me to tell your fantasies to the world? What if he wants to ravish your body? You'd never know unless you spoke up.
All ready to, if you need a bit more time.
Nope. No. Now let's fire back up. Neither of you are dead, so I'm assuming it's working.
I mean, it might still fry your brain when we hit the switch, and working really isn't the word I'd use for it, but yeah, the crystal's glowing and the lights are blinking.
Well, we'll never know unless we try, will we? Tor?
If he dies, I call dibs.
That's gross, man. I don't want his dead body.
That's not... Go fuck yourself.
No, thanks. I'll fuck the girl while you, fuck a corpse, I guess.
Oh, now this is much better. To think a simple rock has such power. I can practically feel it, as if it's familiar with what I'm doing and wants to help. No wonder you were guarding it so closely. You know, originally we had all sorts of questions about that crystal, but after seeing this, I don't think any of them really matter. We almost don't have a use for you. Almost, but there are two things that I'm curious about, I suppose. Where did you get it? And would you really scream and beg for more if I did fuck you while you were strapped down, plugged into the chair, just like in those fantasies of yours? Would it make it better to know that this new, fancy power source that you so kindly let us borrow is so strong that I can actually move my physical body while we're both stuck inside your mind? I don't have to sit still and focus like you. I can stand up and walk around and do, well, whatever I want. Now, wouldn't that be interesting? Lost here in dreamland while my hands roam your body, and you wake up to find myself fulfilling that little dream of yours, unsure of just how long my cock has been pumping in and out of you. Interesting, sure, but not so fun. From what I can tell, looking around these whorish thoughts of yours, it seems like you would enjoy that. I can't give you something you'd enjoy. Not yet, at least. That should be a reward for giving me what I want. For being a good girl. But that's an easy enough temptation to resist, isn't it? You won't crack. But of course, that's because you don't know what you're missing out on. You can turn down my little offer because you don't even know what it'll be like. So while I'm here, getting us lost inside your mind, why don't I give you a taste? Careful. You don't want to slip before we've had our fun, do you? Don't forget where we are. Every thought you have echoes through me as well. I can sense your growing excitement and apprehension. What are you so cautious about? Are you unsure of what'll happen? Are you unsure of how it'll happen? You're imaginative, aren't you? That's all it takes. One little rogue thought slipping out betrays your urges, your desires, and the next thing you know, my hands could be drifting down your body. They aren't physically, but as long as your brain says they are, that's all I need. That's all you need. If your mind tells you you feel something, then you do. That means I, right now, have the power to give you the hardest orgasm you've had in your life. But will I? Isn't this supposed to be torment for you? Maybe it would be a little more so if I slid my hand down your body. It doesn't matter that you're still clothed, and that my hand is nowhere near you. You can feel it, can't you? Brushing past your lips, sliding down your chin, my fingers tracing the striking veins in your neck. Perfect for grabbing or biting at. Well, can't you feel it? I can see you shivering, your body quivering, each time I pass close to those sensitive nipples of yours. Do you need me to tug at them? Pinch them lightly and start to pull and twist, letting them slip through my grasp. Right when it starts to hurt, only to gently take hold again and repeat it. I know you can feel it, so why don't you tell me? Go on. Say it out loud. You like the way I touch you. You like being helpless, a toy for my amusement. You like being mine. What's wrong? Worried that if you open your mouth, I'll sneak a tongue in? Or are you hoping I will? No more until you answer me. I think we can take it slow, but this is an interrogation after all, isn't it? So, you pretty, captured, helpless animal. Tell me, do you like it? Do you like knowing that you're mine now? Louder, pet. I can't hear it. Good girl. Now, do you want me to keep going? Yes, sir. That's better. Good. Now, since this is your mind, won't you be a sweet little thing and start to think more for me? The more vivid your imagination, the better. I'm not limited to my own physical body, so I can slide my tongue along yours while I keep talking. Can't I? I'll take that gasp as a yes. Are my teeth that much better at pulling your sore, delicate tits? Or is it the fact that my hand is continuing down, sliding over your smooth stomach and between those strong legs of yours, so tightly tied apart, giving me access to this precious spot that I love so much? Look at your muscles tensing, your hips trying to buck and grind. Do you not like that my mouth stopped here? My tongue flicking back and forth. So close to where it is, oh, so sensitive. But not moving an inch down. Need me to slide it just a bit further? It's already so wet. But you want something to just add a bit more, I don't know if I should, though. You've been terribly quiet, and I think it's your turn to talk a little bit more. And I think I'll stop until you do. Oh, you don't like that idea at all, do you? Even having my tongue teasing at you was better than not having it at all. Then tell me, pet. What is your name? That glare. Oh, It seems like someone doesn't need any satisfaction after all. No. All right. Well, I'll be sure to leave you here, like this, alone until... Oh? That's better. But I think you have another name now. Don't you? No? I think you do. It's very simple. I don't think it'll take you long to learn. Though you should already know it. My pet. That's what you are, isn't it? Mine. I would call you a toy, but no toy is so lively and energetic. But, of course, I'm not complaining about that. So tell me, what are you? Mine. That's right. What a good girl. Pets who behave get rewards and treats, don't they? Then I suppose I can deal with that dripping mess of yours. Still trying to spread your legs even though they're tied down? Don't worry. I can reach your lips well enough. You really are a bitch in heat, aren't you? Desperately waiting to be mounted. And bred. Fucked until your legs give out. My tongue feels good teasing around that clit of yours. Flicking it back and forth. But it's not quite enough, is it? Not even if I add a finger in, no. Just one finger isn't enough for this aching fuckhole of yours. You need to be filled, don't you? For it to be stretched just a little bit. To make you feel... like you're about to burst. With every thrust. In and out. What if I could give you something better than that, my precious whore? You have three holes, don't you? Aren't the three of us here? Wasn't that your first thought? To be thrown around the room, each cock slamming in and out of you at every second. I wonder, where would you like us the most? Would Tor be inside this tender, wet pussy of yours? So big. You're almost worried he'll tear it open. Hurting just a bit, but feeling far too good to care. Oh. Jack's smaller, but so much faster mounting that tight ass of yours. Oh. Having a shaft constantly sliding in and out. Making you feel each of them so much more when they push together inside of you. Oh. Saving, of course, me for this beautiful mouth of yours. Because you are mine and meant to serve me. No pleasure from me fucking your face, except... Of course. Knowing that you're making me feel good and serving your purpose. It'd be so easy to do. In fact, I'm sure they're dying to. After all, your little cunt has been leaking this whole time. It's hard not to notice how you shift your legs. You try to move a hand down there. Because you need it. Oh, so badly. Oh, I'm sure to the others, you even smell like a slut. Who can't think about anything but having her cock sleeve abused. Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Then go on. Oh, tell me what I want to know. I've already gotten the answer to one of my questions, but you're such a good girl. Oh, you'll answer the other one, too. Anything to please me. Isn't that right? Because if you please me, how could I not return the favor? So, my pet, my darling, desperate bitch, won't you tell me where that crystal came from?